You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
It's today's Most Interesting Thing in Tech from Nicholas Thompson, Editor-in-Chief of Wired. Support for this podcast and the following message come from TD Ameritrade. You can get smart with your investing with help from knowledgeable professionals, customizable tools, and education designed just for you at TD Ameritrade, where smart investors get smarter. Member SIPC.
The most interesting thing in tech is all the excitement about chloroquine. It's a drug that is given to people to treat malaria. I took it back when I traveled in West Africa 25 years ago. And there are a number of people who believe that it can be effective against the coronavirus. And there's a document, a Google Doc, laying out scientific reasons why it could be effective that has gone very viral on the internet and inside of Silicon Valley. Ben Thompson, who runs Stratechery, popular newsletter with Silicon Valley moguls, said, this looks interesting. Elon Musk tweeted about it. So there's a lot of excitement. There are a few problems. So first, the document is a little fishy. It looks like a scientific paper, and there's nothing deliberately false in it, but it's not a real scientific paper. It has not gone through peer review. It also has some weirdness in it. Initially, it was presented as though it was coming from Stanford Medical School, but it's not. There's a doctor affiliated with Stanford Medical School who had been talking to the authors, certainly not an author himself. Certainly, the paper wasn't approved by Stanford Medical School. So it's a fishy document with maybe some bogus attribution that was initially put out by a Bitcoin investor, not a doctor. On the other hand, these are desperate times, and it's not clear that chloroquine doesn't work. In fact, in some hospitals, doctors are already using it and administering it because we don't have any drugs that work against the coronavirus, so we might as well try what we can try. Maybe it'll be effective, or maybe it'll just be effective as a placebo. One of the wonders of medicine is that if people believe they're given a pill that will help their disease, they get better faster, even if it's a sugar pill or nothing. So I have no idea what's going on with chloroquine. I don't think anybody does. But if it were to work, it's a drug that anybody can make. It's a drug that's existed for a long time, so we know it doesn't have nasty side effects. It would be amazing. So my feeling is, let's take the science seriously. Let's describe papers accurately. If it's just a guy's thought, let's say it's a guy's thoughts, not something coming from Stanford Medical School. But let's also experiment. Let's see what happens. All right, ideally I'm going to be doing lots of these potential cures, treatments, vaccines, because Lord knows we're going to need them. See you tomorrow.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.